The man with the long, dirty blonde hair, whose name he still did not know, jerked away from him and moved from the bar and through the crowd. Cross saw a few sets of interested eyes following him as he went. He understood that interest because he was feeling it himself. The man they were watching had long, lean legs which could eat up real estate fast. His hair was a bit shaggy for Cross's taste, and his beard a bit haphazard, but his hazel eyes held a story Cross wanted to hear. He doubted he'd ever get the chance, but he still wanted a shot at it. How the man knew he was a cop, Cross didn't know. He didn't have a severe haircut like most, nor did he carry an arrogant air. When it came to his job, he tried to be fair. He treated others as he'd want to be treated if he was in their shoes when dealing with an officer of the law. But the nameless man whose back he watched as he shifted through the crowd didn't seem to want to give Cross a chance. Ignoring his beer, he quickly got to his feet and decided to follow. The more the man refused to give him his name, the more Cross was determined to learn it.
He picked the card up off the counter, crumpled it in his fist, and searched for the trash can. If Rissa and Mercy had one, it was gone. He'd burn it outside instead. He unlocked the back sliders and stepped out onto the deck, letting his gaze roam over the trees behind his house that had turned colors and were getting ready to drop their rustling leaves. Could be a song in there somewhere. He heard the faint strains of an acoustic guitar and looked to his right, past the empty lot to the next house over, Jazz and Crows. Jazz was outside doing what she loved, the same that Nash loved, playing music. Music soothed Jazz's healing soul. Music was Nash's soul. Without it, he'd be nothing. With a curse, he shoved the balled-up card into his front pocket and headed down the deck steps and over to Crow's place. The closer he got, he still couldn't recognize what she was playing and softly singing. He hoped it was something she wrote. She had a lot of talent. She only needed a little more confidence in it. Some people were born to make music. She was one of them. Her eyes were on him as he approached, but she didn't stop playing. Her fingers still picked at the strings, but her words trailed off as she gave him a genuine smile that filled his chest. Hey, babe.
Hey,
she greeted back. Your stuff? She nodded, making her blonde ponytail bob and stopped strumming. Sounds good. He wanted to hear more. She lifted one shoulder and dropped it. How's the kid? Her smile widened, her face lighting up.
Good.
He couldn't see her belly because the guitar covered it, and he was sure it wasn't big yet. Good things took time. Jazz having Crow's kid was a good thing, for her and her old man.